Gigi Sohn joins me now from Washington, D.C., where she advocates for open, affordable, and democratic communications networks. As a fellow at the Georgetown Law Institute for Technology, Law, and Policy, at Open Society Foundation, and at Mozilla, Gigi has worked across the country for 3 decades, defending competition in the technology industry, consumer protections, affordable broadband internet access, user privacy, and other public interest ideals. It's an honor to speak with you. Thanks for making time for Community Radio, Gigi.
Oh, it's great to be here.
From 2001 to 2013, Gigi served as CEO of Public Knowledge, the communications policy advocacy nonprofit, before going to work for the government as counselor to former Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler through the end of last year. Tom Wheeler ran the FCC during Barack Obama's second term and called Gigi Sohn, quote, the conscience of the chairman's office, while the publication Daily Dot named her one of the heroes who saved the internet thanks to her work on strong net neutrality rules. Explain for our listeners what net neutrality is all about. It's more than just a buzzword. Why did the previous FCC administration rule that open internet is essential?
Well, net neutrality is the principle that you and only you should have control over your internet experience, and that that experience should not be controlled by AT&T, Comcast, or Charter, the companies that provide you access to the internet. And the rule specifically said that companies like that could not block or throttle or discriminate against or in favor any particular content. Because that's what a cable company does, right? A cable company decides what you see and on what channel. The internet is a complete antithesis of that, but we need rules to ensure that the AT&Ts and Comcast and Charters of the world don't act like cable companies and pick and choose winners and losers over the internet.
So you travel the country speaking on technology policy, and you're often quoted in the national news, but your latest piece for TheVerge.com contains some of your strongest advocacy yet since leaving your position inside the government. Millions of Americans have spoken out or filed official comments in opposition to this change in direction at the FCC since President Trump took office and made Ajit Pai the new chairman. Your article is called, It's Time for Congress to Fire the FCC Chairman. Why?
Well, the chairman essentially is either getting rid of policies that promote open, fair, affordable, and democratic networks, or he's putting in place policies that do the same. So that's the thing about Chairman Pai that's quite amazing. He purports to be sort of this free market deregulator, less regulation is better for the economy, it's better for innovation. But in fact, he's not so principled, right? What he is doing is he is acting either in a deregulatory or in a regulatory way to help the country's biggest companies, whether they be internet service providers like Comcast, AT&T and Charter, be they cable operators, be they broadcasters. So he's acting in a way that helps the companies that already have power in our communication system. And that hurts competitors, that hurts innovators, and most of all, most importantly, it hurts consumers.
You write, quote, senators can choose a toothless FCC that will protect huge companies, allow them to further consolidate, charge higher prices with worsening service, and create a bigger disconnect between broadband haves and have-nots, or they can vote for what the FCC is supposed to do, protect consumers, promote competition, and ensure access for all Americans, including the most vulnerable. It shouldn't be a hard decision, and what we've seen over the past 8 months makes the stakes clear, end quote. We only have a couple minutes, Gigi, but talk about the FCC's most harmful actions this year. What's happened over these past 8 months?
I'm going to focus on two. And one is the proceeding that you mentioned before to repeal the net neutrality rules, because that proceeding is not just about the rules I discussed before, the no blocking, the no throttling. It's about whether the Federal Communications Commission will have the power under the law to protect consumers' privacy, to protect consumers from fraudulent billing, to protect consumers if one day Comcast decides to double their rates, so price gouging. So the debate in that proceeding is much more than about, you know, the details of net neutrality, of open internet, and more about whether the FCC will have any role at all overseeing access to the most important network of our time. So that's number one. The second, and this gives me great heartache, because when I was at the FCC, we modernized the subsidy for poor people called Lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a subsidy started by Ronald Reagan and then continued by George W. Bush that for many years gave poor people a small subsidy to get telephone service. And we modernized it so that money would go to broadband service. And we made it so that more companies would provide Lifeline service so that $9.25 subsidy would go further, okay, would provide more competition so prices would be lowered and services would be better. And almost the day after Chairman Pai got appointed to his new position, he reversed the decision to allow new Lifeline providers to come in.
Mm.
And he has also used his bully pulpit, both in testimony to Congress and elsewhere, to just beat up on the Lifeline program, beat up on its vulnerable recipients. So those are just two examples, and I would encourage people to read my article. It's on The Verge. It's at The Verge and was written a couple days ago, to see the litany, and it, frankly, it's not an entire list, of the kind of things that Ajit Pai has done to make broadband networks less fair, less open, and less affordable.
Well, and it's not just about trying to help provide funding to assist low-income people. This is also about the essential American value of competition in the marketplace.
Yes, and this is a chairman that clearly has no interest in promoting competition. I mean, I talk in the article about one example where the Wheeler FCC had actually allowed a merger to go through, the merger of Charter and Time Warner Cable. I wasn't thrilled with that decision, but it was the right decision. But one of the things we required Charter to do was build internet service, high-speed internet service, to 1 million homes where other internet service providers were already providing service. So in other words, to compete. Again, not long after Chairman Pai got in office, he rolled back that requirement and said, you know what, Charter, you don't have to compete. And guess who asked for him to roll that back? Not only Charter, right, that's obvious, but also a bunch of small monopoly cable operators who were scared that Charter might build and compete with them. So this chairman has shown time and time again that incumbents get the benefits first. Competition and consumers don't even rate. They don't even get on his scale.
Gigi Sohn's article is, It's Time for Congress to Fire the FCC Chairman. What can listeners do? How do Americans make their voices heard on these issues?
Folks, you've got a golden opportunity, but the opportunity is right now. And there's a link, and I think in the second or third paragraph of my article, to a place where you can call your senator. Okay, you've got two very, very influential senators, in particular Senator Gardner, okay, who is a Republican. I expect that Senator Bennett will vote against Chairman Pai. I believe he voted against his nomination even moving forward. Senator Gardner would be a great person to call. I'd like you to call both of them. There's a link. And tell them to vote no on Chairman Pai's reconfirmation. Do it now, don't delay, and you could have a huge impact.
We will link to Gigi's article at kdnk.org. Gigi Sohn, fellow at Georgetown Law and hero who saved the internet, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.